Welcome to Boxcar English, where there's always room for you. Get on this train.
Let's ride.
My name is Carl. It's good to see you. Got a story to tell. I was thinking, I haven't talked enough about my new cat. When my grandfather visited me, he left me a kitten, a little tiny kitten. That was back in episode 38 called Grandpa in Haytown Part 3. Such good memories. Well, my kitten, she's a calico kitten. That means she's black, white, and a kind of orange color. All three colors. Three-colored cat. Now, she was so small and so beautiful when I got her. And now, she's so big and so beautiful. Even though she's black, white, and, kind of orange, her name is Pink. My grandfather chose that name. It's a funny name, don't you think? Pink isn't pink at all. But when I picture Pink, that is, when I see her in my mind, well, she's completely pink for a second, and then she turns into the way she really looks. That's pretty weird, isn't it? Well, Pink loves Shelby, my dog. And Shelby loves Pink. Pink and Shelby love each other. They sleep in the same bed, usually. Well, Pink doesn't have her own bed. She always slept with Shelby in Shelby's bed. At first, Pink was so small that they both fit in the bed side by side. Now, when she gets in the bed, Pink has to get halfway on top of Shelby. Pink loves to play. Kittens are all playful, you know, and Pink is a kitten, so she's playful. If she isn't sleeping or eating, she's playing. She plays with anything she finds. Pieces of string, rubber bands, her own tail. That's my favorite. She chases her tail, running around in circles. Circles and circles and circles and circles. It's like she thinks her tail is another animal. She growls at it. So this morning, it's Sunday, by the way, my day off, I was playing with her with a little piece of string. It was a short piece of string. I found it in my pocket. I held the string up in front of her face with my fingers. Then Pink jumped at it. She attacked it. We did this over and over many times. Each time she attacked the string, she got more and more intense. And then, what do you know? She attacked the string so intensely that she scratched my finger. It was my middle finger. She scratched it pretty badly, in fact. She made a deep cut. It was bleeding. A lot. And I was shocked. The blood was so red. And there was Pink sitting there, all black and white and kind of orange, but named Pink. My finger was bleeding much more than I thought it would. And I hurried to the kitchen sink to clean it up. It was all red from the blood, but when I washed the blood off, it did kind of turn pink. You know, a cat's claws are very sharp, and a cat's claws can have germs on them. The germs can get in your blood, and you can get sick. they can cause an infection. So, I was washing out the wound with soap and hot water. I washed it out as well as I could. Then I put some antiseptic cream on it. I put a bandage over the cut with the cream in it, the antiseptic cream. Then I went to see Pink. She was on the floor, completely asleep. What a cute, sweet little animal. It seemed so strange that such a cute thing gave me a cut on the finger and made me bleed. I bent over and petted her on the head. She purred. I love having Pink around. That's all for this time, friends. Thanks for listening to Boxcar English, where there's always room for you. Tell me about your cat or your dog, or whatever kind of animal you might have. Send me an email at carl@boxcarenglish.com. If you can, send a little sound recording of your own voice talking about your animal, your cat, your dog. I'd really love to hear about it. And thanks so much.